Today's Mahalo Chmara to be stretched over 2 days. We'll see. Hopefully we'll get it all in today. But this is a Yesod I want to discuss with you that's very deep. And we're not for the fact that we discussed a lot of pieces of it earlier, we would have possibly gone much slower or not have gone through it b'chlal. But because we've discussed parts of it before, so let's see if we can get some understanding of it. But again, it's deep and we're going to do it slowly. And hopefully we'll get to certain clarity about the whole beginning of Parshas Chayei Sarah at the end. Here we won't be discussing so much the burial of Sarah in Eretz Yisrael. That's going to be the next Mahalach, the next Shir, or the next Chayot. But we'll discuss today more the Zivug of Avraham and Sarah. The truth is that Parshas Chayei Sarah, if you read through the parsha, you'll see that this is the parsha of Shiduchim. So you guys, Baruch Hashem, are all at the right age already. So you can all learn, if you learn Parshas Chayei Sarah properly, and take all the tricks of the trade from Eliezer and Avraham, we see the Torah is Marich in this parasha about how Eliezer brings the Shidduch between Yitzchak and Rivka. This is the parasha of Shidduchim. So the Oimek, the depth of the parasha, has to show us some sort of secret about the union of Zivug, the union of Shidduchim. What is it and why in this week's parasha? Shidduchim, Zivugim, we see that at the beginning of the parasha. Because why is the Ma'aras HaMachpelah called the Ma'aras HaMachpelah? Or why is it called Kiryas Arba, better said? Says Rashi, Al Shem Arba Zugot. There's four pairs, there's four Zugot, Shnik Buru Shom, that buried there. Ish V'ish, the man and wife. Odom Achava, Avraham Metzora, Yitzchok V'Rivka, Yaakov Aleha. So here you have a lot of Shidduchim. But the interesting thing is that the Shidduchim over here are referring to people who are
dead.
So what's the idea of introducing the parasha of Shidduchim with some very with good couples? They were Avraham and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, they were good couples, but we're discussing their burial plot, where they were to be buried. Why does this introduce the parasha of Shidduchim? In other words, it can't just merely be saying that they were such good couples that they were even buried together. There's something more to it. Why are they buried together? If you want to be medayik further in Rashi, you can have a further deal. The lechayer has a repetition in Rashi. Rashi says, "Al shin arba zugot shenik brusham." How do you translate the word zugot? Pairs, not pairs from a tree, but pairs, husband and wife. So therefore, does Rashi have to say, "Al shin arba zugot shenik brusham ish veishta"? Lechayer, once you said arba zugot, you know that those zugot refer to ish veishta. I'm sure the Ma'aras HaMachpelah, they weren't gonna bury a husband with somebody else's wife. So once you said Abba Zugos, why write Ish V'Ishta? Furthermore, in the Rashi, you can be Medayik, that what's Adam and Chava doing in that plot? If you tell me Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, say that the Ovis and the Imois, fine. Adam and Chava? Where do they sneak in? Furthermore, what's difficult in the parasha is the name of the parasha, Chayei Sarah, the life of Sarah. This parasha discusses very little about the life of Sarah, rather the death of Sarah. So why is the parasha called Chayei Sarah, the life of Sarah? Sarah seemingly in this parasha reaches life. We know she reached death. So why is it called Chayei Sarah? And Bechlal, you know the Chazal, it says that why did Sarah die? Because the Malach came to tell her that Yitzchak was shechted on his beach, and Avraham, her husband, has just slaughtered her own son, and she got such a shock that she died. Sarah knew that Avraham Avinu was a very kind man. She knew that if he slaughtered Yitzchak, it's only because he was commanded so by Hashem. Wasn't Sarah on the same Adrega? If Avraham so zealously takes his son and wants to slaughter his son, wouldn't Sarah be on the same Adrega? Why was it that Sarah gets the shock of her life literally and loses her life? When Yitzchak,
where Avraham,
and somehow this is his next project in life. Why is Sarah so against? Why does she get such a shock from something that Avraham Avinu was so excited about? You can't say that's the difference between a mother and a father. I mean, here we're talking about the Akedah, which is Soedus HaTorah. So there must be some sort of remez to get a better and a deeper, profound understanding why she died when she heard that her son was slaughtered. Furthermore, in the parasha, Yitzchak takes a very interesting dowry to give to Rivka. Eliezer takes. Vayikach ha'ish, nezim zov, bekam ishtolo, shnei tzmidim, asora zov. So why am I saying it's strange? Rashi says that Shnei Tzmidim correspond to the two Luchot. The two Luchot were two tablets, but they were Mitzumadot, says Rashi. They were stuck. It was one piece. So she's taking the two Luchot that are one piece to give to Rivka. What's the Kesha? Why did she take a Sarah Zav Mishtolam? Why did they weigh 10 Zav? Says Rashi, Remez Laseres Adibris. Remez Laseres Adibris. So you know what dowry Rif is getting? Two Luchot and Aseret HaDibris. What type of dowry is that? What does Rivka know about the Aseret HaDibris and the Shtei Luchot now? But the Hakdama to this answer is the following. The Shem Yishmuel, who is the son of the Shachachava, who is the son of the Kotzka, very well known, widely known in, amongst the Polish dynasties, he brings something, it's not his own, he brings B'Shem the Zoya Kodesh. He says the Zoya that Avram and Sarah are Neshama and Guf. Avram is Neshama and Sarah is Guf. And Hashem Yishmuel adds on the words, Loidech Remez or Melitza. It's not just a Remez that she corresponds to the Guf and he corresponds to Neshama. Elakein hu Be'emet. That's Be'emet. That Sarah is Guf and Avram Avinu is Neshama. What's this telling us? But we'll see that this is the introduction to the whole Parshas Chayisar. Neshama and husband and wife on Neshama and Guf. What does that mean? Here we come to the Yisod. So the Yisod is the following. In order to understand Parshas Chayisar that we mentioned earlier, the Parshas Zivugim, we have to go back to the Shurish of Zivugim, and that's the first Zivug, the Zivug between Adam and Chava. We go back to Parshas Bereshis, and the Torah describes how Chava was taken from Adam. Vayapel Hashem lekim tardema al Adam. Shpochu puts Adam in a deep sleep, and he takes vayikach echos mitzaloislov. He takes one of a rib, etc. Hashem created Chava from Adam. And vayeme Adam zoisapam etzem atzamai ubosam mipsori. Chava is bosam mipsori. And that's why she's called an Isha, because she comes from the Adam. She's Etzem the Adam. The obvious question that arises is, what was the significance of Chava being created from Adam if that was the first time and the last time husband and wife are created from each other? Which means that was the first and last time that the wife is Etzem Atzama of the husband. Today, the wife is born in America and the husband's born in Europe. And when they get 20, a shidduch makes a phone call, and two people who have never met, they don't look alike, they definitely don't feel as if they both come from the same goof, they meet, and that's how shidduchim follow from then until now. So what was the significance of creating a one-time experience of Chava being etzem atzom of Shalodom, if there was no continuity of it? Obviously, if Adam and Chava were the shurish hazivug, it must, yeah? If the whole parsha of Zivug is rooted in Adam and Chava, it must be that it wasn't just a one-time thing. It must be b'shoyrish, every husband and wife, the wife is etzem atzomav of the Adam. And we have to discuss and explain, what does that mean? What does it mean that even today, man and wife, the wife corresponds to an idea that's called Etzem Atzom of Shalodom? What does that mean in today's Nisuin? Let's continue the Pasuk there in Bereshis, the next Pasuk. Alkein Yazav Ish Es Ove V'Imoi V'Dovak B'Ishtoi V'Hoyu L'Bosa Echot. So this is a three-way process. It's Alkein Yazav Ish Es Ove V'Imoi, that's number one. V'Dovak B'Ishtoi, number two. And eventually the husband and wife become basar echad. And Rashi says basar echad havlad noitzar al yidei shneim b'shom nasa basar echad. When they have a vlad, then that child makes them into the basar echad. The ultimate basar echad, what's called ishtek gufoy, that she becomes part of the Adam, that happens when they have a child. So there's three dargot in this process. There's a Yazav Ishas of Imoy, a Dovak V'Ishpoy, and the ultimate is V'Hoyu L'Basa Echad. So we're going to discuss this now at greater length and at greater depth. an explanation of the following. Again, it's very deep, but we'll go through it slowly. Every person, every Nivra, there's a Guf and a Neshama that we know already. There's a Pnimi and there's a Chitzoni. There's the internal part of the Nivra and the external part of the Nivra. And the Torah is teaching us the following Yisod. That even in today, a wife is Etzon Atzon of Shalodom. Yes, indeed. But only me Pnimius. And we know already, I'm sure you're all aware with Chazal, they tell us that really a husband and wife are two halves of one Neshama. And when they get together, that's the fulfillment of two halves of the neshama getting together. In the pnimius, she is really part of the husband. But she's born from different parents. And we know, we've discussed the Gemara in Kiddushin that says that there's three partners to an Adam. There's the Aviv, the Imoy, and there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And mitzad the chelek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the neshama, mitzad the pnimius, a wife is etzem atzom of Shalodom. But there's two other partners over here. Each one, the husband and wife, the chosan and the kala, the man and the woman, the boy and girl, they each have different parents. And mitzad the parents who give the guf, is the guf and don't look alike. You might look like your parents and she'll look like her parents. So externally, today, husband and wife are two gufim. Externally, mitzad the guf. Mitzad the neshama, even today, she is etzem atzomav. So the zivug of Adam and Rishon wasn't a one-time thing. It's actually a continuous zivug in every single shidduch. That she is the pnimius. The pnimius, she is part of the Adam. The pnimius is surrounded by an external shell that's called a guf that comes from a different aveim and therefore externally it's different. And therefore the tachlis is. The couple have to reach such a level of dveikus together until they become basa echad, which means even in terms of the guf, even in terms of the basa, they become one. Mitzvah the neshama, they were always one. The tachlis is that they should be brought to a level of ishtay kagufo, that even the basa of the woman also becomes basa echad with the husband. What's this avoida? What's this avoida of the guf? That the chosan and kala should become one even through their gufim. What's this avoid? But this is the punchline. We know that a zivug between a chosan and kala, between a zachar and a keva, is only a dimyon. Is only a muscle, really, to the real zivug that there is in the bria. And that is the zivug between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. We have many psukim that the simcha, that avoida of Klal Yisrael, the real chosan and kala, is like the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Perek Samach Beis, or Mesoyis chosan al kala, Yosis alaych alakoy. That our simcha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is compared to a simcha's chosan and kala. Rashi brings down in Parshas Yisroel, in Perek Yutes, on the pasuk Yud Zayin, where the pasuk says, Vayoyitse Moshe sa'om likras olikim in amachane. That at Matan Torah, that Klal Yisrael, when likras elikim, says Rashi, magid shashchina yotza likrosam kachasam hayotza likras hakala. Matan Torah was HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the chasam coming to Klal Yisrael, who's the kala. Rashi writes this in Shir Hashirim as well, on the pasuk, b'yoyim chasunosai, or b'yoyim simchas liboy, b'yoyim chasunosai, what was the chasana, the wedding between us and Klal Yisrael?
And HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Matan Torah was the chasana between the zachar and the keva, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. The tachlis hazivug in the Torah is the zivug between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And the zivug between the zachar and the keva is the exact identical zivug as is the zivug between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the zachar and Klal Yisrael is in the keva. And now we're going to be marich a few minutes just to show you how identical the two bechinas of Zohar and the Keva are. The man and the wife, the Zohar and the Keva, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. Klal Yisrael have a guf and a neshama. In exactly the same way as we said. That the wife, the Nekeva, is part of the husband, mitzad the neshama. It's just separate mitzad the guf. The identical thing is, in the relationship between the spiritual Zohar and the Keva, between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al Pnim, the internal part of Klal Yisrael, our neshama, is etzem atzama of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that the neshama is called chelek elokai mimal, and the lashon of the Baal HaTanya is a chelek elokai mimal mamash. In other words, our neshama, our pnim, is etzem atzama of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mamash part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means it feels that it's part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it feels it's part of the metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not its own metzias, it's kuloi, completely bottled and included within the metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like the etzem atzamov of a physical woman or a nekeva is etzem atzamov of a husband, we are the nekeva, and our pnimius is the etzem atzamov of the zohar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But just like the physical woman, the nekeva, has a guf that's separate to the chosen, that comes from different parents, doesn't seem like they're the same mitzad haguf, our guf doesn't let us feel that we are etzem atzamov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzad the guf, we feel nifrat from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We feel separate. We don't see a kesher b'chlal. We see ourselves as being independent identities. So therefore the build-up of a physical zachar and a keva is identical to the build-up of the spiritual zachar and a keva. Let's move a step further. Just as the tachlis of the physical zivug is that the basar, even mitzad the guf, the wife should feel part of the husband until they become basar echon, the tachlis of bria and the tachlis of voida, why a person's born, is in order that feeling that the neshama has, that it's etzem atzorim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should spill forth until not only the neshama feels it, but also the guf. Tehillas Hashem yidah b'pi v'yivarech kol bas Hashem kodsho iloilam v'ed. The David b'chi nafshi is Hashem v'chol k'rovai etzem kodsho. That's the tachlis of the bria, that the physical should turn into spiritual. Until there shouldn't be any chatzitza, until there shouldn't be any difference between the neshama and the guf, the identical feeling that the neshama has, that it's part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and it's not independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too the guf should have that very same feeling, that it's not independent chas v'shalom, but it's part of the metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's like the Ramchal says, that the Ta'adam HaRishon Be'is Yitzirotoy HaYemurkov Mishnei Chalokim Hafachim Shem HaNeshama V'Aguf. And says the Ramchal that the Tachlis was that the Yagbin Nishmosei Al Gufoy, until the Guf would become Neshama, become one piece of Neshama, and then that's the Bechin of Ishtek Gufoy. In the same as in the physical Zachar in the Keva, the Tachlis says V'Hoyu L'Basa Echad, the Basa should be one. So too, in the spiritual zivuk, the basa, the guf, should feel the same identity to Hashem as the neshama does, the feeling of oneness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the tachlis, and that should have happened, and that will happen in Met Hashem when Mashiach comes. That there won't be a difference, there won't be a chatzitza between the pnimi and the chitzoni. And therefore, it says in the Kutei Torah from the Baal HaTanya, in his first Maimar on Shir HaShirim, he explains that's why the color is called a color. There's a chosin in the color. Do you know why the color is called color? Because color has two meanings. Number one, kilayon, destruction. Number two, color is a lashon of klal, of to be included. Says the Baal HaTanya, what's the tafkid of a kala? The tafkid of a kala is a bechin of kilayon, which means that she shouldn't remain an independent identity. She should keilu release, destroy that feeling that she comes from different parents and she's her own independent feeling. Up to the tach that she should become part of the metzias. She should become part of the metzias of a chosin. Therefore, it's a bechin of kilayon, and that's why it's also nichlal miloshen kala, that she should be nichlal in the metzias of her husband. That's why she's called a kala. She should cease being her own metzias, and she should be nichlal kala in the metzias of her husband. That's why she's called a kala, and that's why by Matan Torah we were called a kala as well. In order that we should cease being our own independent existence, and we should feel that we are part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are a chelek elokai mimal, not just only mitzad haneshama, but also mitzad the guf, yivarech kol basa, and that would have brought Klal Yisrael to their tachlis hashlemus. And that's why it's Dafka the Torah, Matan Torah was called the Yom Chasanosa. Why? Because only through the Torah can we feel one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, also Mitzad HaGuf. Because we know that there's Ramach, 248 mitzvahs are saying the Torah, corresponding to the Ramach Ivorim. There's Shasa, 365 Losar says in the Torah, that correspond to the Shasa Gidim that a person has, which means that the mitzvahs, the assays and the los assays in the Torah make every limb of a person part and parcel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Tachlis. That's the Bahayu Labasa Echot, that Klal Yisrael, the Madrega Bahayu Labasa Echot, the Adam and Chava were to reach, which represents the Tachlis of Bahayu Labasa Echot to what the whole Bria is supposed to reach. And that's the Apostle of Mola Ha'aretz Deyes Hashem Kemayim Layam Lachasim Lasid Lavai. That the Aretz itself will feel this connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Aretz itself will feel the oneness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It won't feel that it has a goof that's independent from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's level 2. We have now just compared, and that's why, by the way, Matan Torah was called, the Kiddushin was called in Nisun. We've now compared two levels, two stages. Number one, we said that there's a Chosin and Kala in Olam Hazeh, and that corresponds to the Chosin and Kala, but that's between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Stage 2, just as the Tachlis of a zivug down here in Olam Hazeh is Al Kain Yazav Ishes Ovev Imoy V'Dovak Be'ishtoi V'Hoyu Rebosa Echad, that even mitzad the neguf of the woman should be feel part of her husband, so too the avoider in this world is that Adam should feel part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just mitzad his neshama that's a chelek lekani mal, but also mitzad the guf. Now we come to stage 3. Rashi said that how does the physical chosan and kala Adam ve'isha become one through having? Rashi, we quoted earlier, that says v'hoyu l'basa echad. How do they become one? By having a child. If this is the way the physical ish v'ish they become one, then having a child in the spiritual sense must make the spiritual chosan and kala, the spiritual zochan and kev into one. Which means in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there must be the idea of a vlad, of a child, that through the spiritual child, that makes the spiritual Zohar and Akeva into one. That makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us into one. What is a spiritual child? What's called children in the spiritual world? Answer? Torah and mitzvahs. And we discussed that yesod one. Pre-tzadik Eitz Chaim. The peri, the vlad, the child of a tzaddik, that's the Torah. We discussed the Medrash Tanchum at the beginning of Noach. We know that in Judaism, the severity of murder, of the chet of murder, isn't just that you took somebody's life away, but you stopped somebody from doing Torah mitzvahs. And that's at the end of Parsha Shoftim, by the story of Egla Arufa, when they find a dead person, they find a dead body. Says the Torah, you've got to take this egla, ashalay ubad bo, ashalay moshka ba'ol, and you have to take it to the river and you have to cut its neck. Says Rashi, you have to take an egla batshnos, a 1 year old, shalay osta peiros, so she hasn't done any, she hasn't had any a chance to have peiros. You take it to a place, b'mokim she'enoy sepeiros, lechaper, to atone al arigosa shelzel, on this murder, shleihinichu lasas peiros. What's the chet of murder? You didn't let the murder have any peiros. Says the Sitzer Chachamim, what does it mean not having peiros? If you say it means they're not having children, you stopped him from having children. What about if he's a married man, he's got 15 married off children and he's 85? And anyway, he's not going to have children. Is there no laws of Egla Rufa? Of course there are. Says the Sifsei Chachamim that we can't be referring to children, physical children. We must be referring to another type of children, another type of peros that's called mitzvot. Says the Sifsei Chachamim, the chet of the retzicha of murder is that you're stopping him from doing mitzvot. Because when a man dies, na'asechach shimina mitzvot, he hasn't got a chiv anymore. He can't do any more mitzvot. Mitzvot is the spiritual children. The husband and wife in Olam Hazeh, their relationship is provable to bring children to the world. the spiritual zivug between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chosan HaKala, the Ish V'Ishtoi, is in order that we should do mitzvahs. And then those mitzvahs that we do, they are the peiros, they are the vladois of the zivug between us and Hashem, and they make us basar echad with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kilakayim imal, spread from the Shama even to include the guf. That's the third stage. So not only now have we shown how there's a physical zachar in a keva zivug, there's a physical nisuin and there's a spiritual nisuin. Not only have we shown that the tachlis of the spiritual nisuin is identical to the tachlis of the physical one, we've even shown how the way it's done in the physical nisuin is the identical way that it's done in the spiritual nisuin. Both al yedea vlad nasa besara mechot. Down here it's children, and the spiritual zivug is the Torah mitzvah, which is called the children. As the Medrash Tanchuma, we've quoted it already once, we discussed when a person dies without children, he goes up to Shemaim and he cries, and Hashem says, why are you crying? So he says, because I wasn't zeichah to be Makayim mitzvahs, puruvu, I didn't have any children. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you kept so many mitzvahs, and mitzvahs are the ikka children, shenema, pri, tzadik, eitz chaim, the peri, the fruit, the children of a tzadik is eitz chaim, and eitz chaim and a Torah, etc. So that's the end of part one of this shir, these three levels. But the tachlis is the Torah mitzvahs, the becoming basar echad with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the yivorech kol basar, the chol kurabai Hashem kotshei, until there's no feeling anymore that the basar is independent, our guf is independent, it's like the neshama, that it's all one chelek lekai mimal. All that we've said now gives us an insight into the gimel averus chamuros. We know there's three averus where a man must give up his life, and they are Gilar, excellent. Gilar Royes, Shrichas Domim, and Avodah Zorah. Gilar Royes and Avodah Zorah are the same chet. Do you know what the chet of Gilar Royes and Avodah Zorah is? A pegam in the Vahoyu Lebosso Echad. The Tachlis Vabriya is Vahoyu Lebosso Echad. And we know Vahoyu Lebosso Echad, there's the physical and there's the spiritual. The physical Vahoyu Lebosso Echad is to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Puruvu, to have children, and that's the Basa Echad. The spiritual Basa Echad is the Nisuin between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the life of Torah mitzvahs that bring out a Basa Echad, that bring out the spiritual parents. Somebody who's even Aroyes physically, what's he breaking? He's breaking Vahayula Basa Echad. He's having znus with an Eshes Ish who's married to somebody else, and instead of allowing her to become Basar Echad with her husband, he's taking that potential Basar Echad and he's channeling it off in a different direction. That's the pegam, that's the kilkel of a Hoyul Basar Echad, Pashup Shat. In the spiritual zivug, it's not called Aroyas. What's it called? Avodah Zara. We are married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the identical zivug of Zachar and Akeva. And therefore, when a person opts for another idol, chas v'shalom, not for another, chas v'shalom, person opts for idol worship, it's like a man going to another woman, it's like a woman who betrays her husband. Because we are married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the v'hoyo l'bos echad is the tachlis abriya, aroyas is poigam, is mekalkal the physical bos echad, avodazor is mekalkal the spiritual bos echad. Murder, shlohi nichu l'asois, peiros, it kills the vlad. It kills the peiros. It also kills v'hoyu l'basa echad, as we just discussed. So that explains the connection between these three averos. These three averos are all doing one single thing. They're breaking the v'basa echad. And the v'hoyu l'basa echad is the tachlis to bring every Jew, every Adam, and the whole Bria to a level of v'hoyu l'basa echad. And these three averos are mekalkel in this. Or poigam in the v'hoyu l'basa echad, as we just explained. And that's why the first mitzvah in the Torah, as we discussed, is puruvu. Because puruvu is creating a scenario, creating a situation of v'hoyu l'basa echad. And that is the tachlis of the Bria and the tachlis of Adam. And again, that gives us into a bit of an insight into the chet of Adam and the nochosh. And we know Chazal say that the nochosh saw Adam and Rishon. Rashi brings down b'mekayim the mitzvah of puruvu v'nisavelo. And the Tosefta writes in Soita that what was the nochosh's real plan? Says the Tosefta, nochosh Bikesh laroi ges odom velisa es chava. He wanted to marry Chava. An animal to marry Chava. There's no vlad that's going to come out of this. There's no basar echad chas v'shalom in a zivug between an animal and a human being. What was the nachash out to destroy? The nachash was out to destroy v'hoyu l'basar echad. He was out to destroy the potential vlad that comes from a zivug. He wanted to create a type of zivug that doesn't lead to a vlad. And he saw Adam Arishon being Makayim a mitzvah that leads to a vlad v'hoyu l'basar echad. And he wanted to ruin that. He wanted to channel off the potential v'hoyu l'basar echad, the potential vlad, in order in a hashchasa there shouldn't be a vlad, a type of zivug that doesn't bring out a vlad. And for that he was willing to kill Adam. Because killing, we just said, breaks the basar echad as well. So his arroyas was a breakage of the basar echad that he wants to have with Chava. His killing Adam is a breakage of basar echad. And for that he turned to Avodah Zarah. V'yisem ke'elokim yoyde toiv ra. You can be on par with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can be a second to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Avodah Zarah. The Nochash carries inside him all three Averis. He wants to kill Adam, Metzicha. Marry Chava, Arroyas. The Yisim Kelekim Avodah Zarah. That's how he wants to break V'hoyu L'Basa Echot, which in the Oimek means that he doesn't want the Gashmi. The Nochash represents the Koyach that doesn't allow the Gashmi to include itself and to become Ruchni. He doesn't allow the whole Bria to become, to feel that they are a Chelek L'Kaimi Mal. He wants to separate between the Gashmi and the Ruchni. And if you want to feel your Neshama as being a Chelek L'Kaimi Mal, fine. But there's Guf, there's Oret, and let that remain physical. Let that not connect with the neshama. Let that not become a basar echad. He wants to uproot the bivarach called basar v'chol karova Hashem kodshoy. He wants to uproot the whole idea of what zivug represents. And we know that zivug is miloshen das, as the pasuk writes in Bereishis, vayeda odom eschava ishtoy, and therefore the tree was called the eitz hadas. And that's why it was a tree, because a tree gives peros. And the Nochash told him to eat from the Eitz Hadas Toivera, because he wanted to destroy the Ra. He wanted to bring the Ra to the peros. He wanted to bring about an idea of Zivug that doesn't lead to peros. That's the Eitz Hadas. Das is Zivug Toivera. It can cause a destruction of the whole idea of Zivug. And if Chava goes ahead with that, then she doesn't feel anymore etzem ma'atzomai of Adam. She feels independent to Adam. And then, it's not shaykh v'hoyu l'basa echad. Once Chava eats from the Eitz Hadas, the Nochash feels that now she can marry him. Now the Nochash can marry her. Before she eats from the Eitz Hadas, she feels that she's etzem ma'atzomai. And that's why she's called Isha, and that's why she's called Chava. Because she's part of Adam. And she represents in the Bria that all the Gashmi that there is in the Bria has to feel part of Ruchni, has to become Ruchni. Once she eats from the Eitz Hadas, she feels that you can channel off Gashmi to an opposite direction. It doesn't have to reunite anymore with the Ruchni. That breaks the whole idea of Puruvu. That breaks the whole idea of there's no V'dovak Bishtah and there's no V'bosa Echad anymore. But before she eats from the Eitz Hadas, thinks the Nochash to himself, she feels Etzem Atzoma of Adam. She feels that the Gashmi is only a tool to serve the Ruchni and to become Ruchni. Is how she going to opt to go with the Nochash? By eating from the Eitz Hadas, he got her to feel that. And therefore Chava was punished. By eating from the Eitz Hadas, you didn't feel anymore subordinate, subservient to your husband. You didn't feel that you were etzem atzom of any more of your husband. What was the chet? What was the oinish? First of all, difficult child labor, difficult childbirth, difficult pregnancies, difficult child rearing. Because she wanted to be poigim in the v'hoyu l'basa echad. That's the vlad that makes the basa echad. And she was going to be poigim in that. And therefore it's difficult for her to bring a basa echad into the world. She wanted to feel by eating from the Eitz Hadas an independent entity to Adam, that the Gashmi is not subordinate to the Ruchni, the Guf is not subordinate to the Neshama. And therefore says the Pasuk, Vel Isheich Teshukaseich Vehu Yimshal Bach. You're going to feel an urge for your husband, but he rules over you. And says Rashi explains in that pasuk, he decides everything. You are subordinate to him. You are no more independent. You might have your feelings, v'hu yimshal bach, to teach you that you are the guf and you're supposed to be subordinate to the neshama. You're supposed to become the neshama. You're the kala. You're supposed to become kilayon. Your whole metzias is supposed to cease being an independent entity, and you're supposed to become nichlal, kala milashan nichlal to the zacha. That didn't happen. Hu yimshal bach. He's going to force you into it. We'll just move on a tiny bit, just till Pasha's Lech Lecha. Tomorrow we'll get to the nitty gritty. You'll see when we get to the. Anyway, the result of the Chet of Adam and Chava, we know, is the Pagam in the Basar Echad, and therefore we see examples of all three Averois. We see examples of all three Averois, Gila Roy, Shvichas Domim, and Avodah Zarah, in the continuation of Sefer Bereishis, of Pasha's Bereishis. From there comes the Dor Enosh. From there, like we discussed already, the Rashi on the pasuk, "Vayuro kitoyvay seino," "Vayuro bnei lekim is bnei sadam kitoyvay seino." Says Rashi, they waited until she was going onto the chuppah. Says Rashi, and then they used to go into znus with her. They waited till the zivug of the davak beishtei was going to occur. They waited for the potential of nasa basa echot, and then they quickly took the girl and they did znus with her. That was the second Avera, the Arayas, the second breakage of Hayu Lebasa Echad. The Dor HaMabul was the greatest Hashchasa, like V'tishaches, says Rashi, Lashon Erev of Avodah Zarah, which again, two of the Averas Chamuras. And we know that the Pasuk says later on, Rashi explains later, that mean went with Sheinu Minoy. Mean b'she'ene mino is again the whole idea which doesn't bring to payroys. And they destroyed all of this. And we know about Tishachis Oretz, which is a Avera of a Tishachis of Zera Levatola. And that's also an idea of Ritzicha. Person's not Makayim, it's approval properly. So he's killing a potential koyach, the Shoma was to be born. The whole Bria is in a terrible kill of this pasuk. And therefore, Noach tried to bring the door to the tikkun, and therefore Pashas Noach begins, Eidah told us Noach. These are the children of Noach, and we said that every zivog, there's two types of children, there's the Gashmi and there's the Ruchni, and the Tachlis is the Ruchni stick of Ahoyer Abbasachot, which is the Peirois Ruchni, which is the Torah Mitzvois, and that's the Eilat Toldes Noach. Noach is Tzadik, and Toldes, says Rashi, the Eka told the same Shul Tzadikim are the Mice and Toivim, that's the spiritual Ahoyer Abbasachot. And the Pasuk continues, Vayoylet Noach Shleshevonim Shem Chom Yosef, that's the Vlodos, the physical Vlodos of Ahoyer Abbasachot. Noach is Tikkun, but the rest of the door have completely destroyed all these elements of Tikkun, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the whole world, and Parshas Noach sees the whole world being destroyed and having to begin the whole thing for all over again. And for that we will finish today's share, having just discussed the Kilkul, and then we'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. We will see how it's unbelievable how Avraham Avinu began in the whole path, starting from Parshas Bereishis began, and he began stage after stage building up the whole thing until the Shtachlis HaShleimus.